Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shalimar Paints Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Jain from Orient Capital, the investor relation partner. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ronak.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Shalimar Paints Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Ashok Kumar Gupta, Managing Director, along with senior management team. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page 2 of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Ashok Gupta for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends, to this conference call for the first quarter of FY24. We had another exciting quarter up to June 2023. We improved our top line by around 14%. But more than that, I think we are in the right direction. And as you know, we have earmarked on a journey to acquire more market share. Our market share has been quite low. And in that direction, we have been continuously working on increasing our top line. Last year, we increased our top line by around 35%-40%. Again, in the first quarter itself, we were able to increase the top line by more than what the industry has been doing. And towards that end, we have been taking a lot of actions, including increasing our workforce, including increasing our warehousing, setting up a new R&D, investing in plants. So many things are lined up, and so many things are being done. Because we are doing so many things, so obviously, the expenses are going up, particularly fixed expenses, which normally remain fixed. They will go up in the short run, but they will give us a benefit in the long run. So seeing that, you will see there will be some pressure on the margins for the time being. But as and when this starts giving results, this will prove to be very beneficial. With these opening remarks, let me hand over to my colleague, Devendra Dogra, who is the CFO, to give you the financial position. Thank you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to thank everyone for attending this call and participating in Shalimar's growth journey. On 11th of this month, our board approved our quarterly financial results for the company. In the first quarter of the year, we recorded a total income of 127 crores with a growth of 14% in value terms and 22% in volume terms over last year's same quarter. On the margin front, we were at 31.7% gross margins, which is an improvement of 4% over previous quarter and 4.6% over same quarter last year. On EBITDA, we recorded a net negative EBITDA of INR 3.02 crore and a net loss of 10.27 crore. Last year quarter, we had a negative EBITDA of 1.8 crore and net loss of 9.65 crore. In this quarter, there are two important highlights. As Ashok has highlighted, we continue our incurred expenditures towards growth. We incurred incremental employee expenditure, and we granted ESOPs, and there were expansion activities in supply chain. So around 5.16 crore was incurred on incremental employee cost, ESOP around 61 lakh, supply chain we incurred around 59 lakh. And there were one-time exceptional cost of stocks, provision for stocks. Had it not been there, we would have been EBITDA would have been at 4.65 crore, which is approximately 3.6% of the total income. So that's the financials for the quarter. I hand over back to Mr. Gupta.
Yeah. So thank you, Devinder. So now we will open for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Amit from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is with regards to the CAPEX which is recently announced, I think, last week.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Amit. Sir, are you on your hands-free?
Yeah.
Sir, may I request you to switch to your hands-free because your voice is not very clear, sir.
Just a second.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, my first question is with regards to the CAPEX, which was announced recently, like last week. So as I understand, we are taking the capacity from the existing 78 million liters per annum to 180, right, between this year and the next year. So on this, my question is, you know, on the existing capacity, we are, you know, barely utilizing 50% itself, you know, at this point in time. So I want to just understand what is the exact requirement of scaling up this massive, you know, capacity, and what is the way forward? Are we, you know, thinking of having a rapid increase in market share, increase in sales? So I just wanted to understand on this part.
Sure. So let me give you a brief of the strategy we want to follow. You know, Shalimar has been a legacy company with the plant which was set up quite some time back, with our systems and processes which were significantly old. The times are changing, and we have been suffering because we had not changed in tune with the times. Our production cost is higher than the competition currently. And one of the reason is our plants are still using old technologies, old system. Many of the things we are using are still manual. These things
correct
hamper our production. They also affect our quality as well as they affect our servicing. Now, in case we have to compete with the competition, we have to compete with the players in the market who are having modern technology, who are using automated systems, then we find ourselves at a disadvantage. So the first step we took this year was that we will bring ourselves at par with the competition to ensure that we have the requisite capability to fight competition. Towards that end, we have taken 4 or 5 actions. The first action we have taken is our product range and our product quality and our product formulation and our product cost should be in line with competition. For that, we are setting up a medium level R&D facility in Nasik. This facility should be up and operational by October or November. This is the first step because you need to have the latest product and the latest formulations. Second thing, having had the latest products, we need to have production facilities. Our production facilities, as I told you, are mostly manual. Only thing we are doing is we are bringing in automatic systems, modernized systems of production. We are not deliberately increasing capacity, but when you change from manual to automatic, the capacity becomes multiple times. For example, today we are doing most of the filling manually. It takes maybe 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours to fill up. If I do it automatically, it may take 1.5 hours. See the extent of capacity addition we get. Along with that, there are many other infrastructure facilities we are developing, which will again facilitate faster working. So our primary focus in our modernization is not towards capacity, but towards uplifting the processes of manufacture. Now these processes will result in additional capacity, and that's why you are seeing capacity addition. But the primary target is modernization and automation to the level which is already existing in the competition. We are not doing something more than them. We are just trying to catch up with them.
I got your point, sir. So my second question is, could you also talk about, so in the press release it was mentioned that we would be launching few more products in the coming months and quarters. So if you could just talk a bit on that, number one. And number two, we've also understood that there has been a massive hiring in the company in the last 3-4 months. So if you could just give color on that, you know, these hirings have been done in which functions, sales, operations, if you could just elaborate on these two aspects.
Sure, definitely, our pleasure. So my colleague Kuldeep, who is an expert in the sales and marketing front, he is going to talk about what is his plan on the launching part of it, and then I will talk about the hiring part. So Kuldeep, please.
Hi. So coming back to the new product launches, so if you look at our product range today, we are operating, our addressable market is only 65-70% if you remove few categories and if you look at not being present, so to say, in project sales. Now, there are some categories which actually have given a good growth to the industry in the last 2 years, like if we talk about waterproofing, if we talk about wood coatings, these are the categories which have propelled the growth of the industry in the last 2 years. And we are not present in these two categories, so we are going to launch it maybe between September and October. We are going to launch wood coatings and we are going to enhance our portfolio of waterproofing products. So that is what is going to come. And there are also some products lined up in emulsion category which will be unique to category kind of products which we are working upon, and they will be launched maybe in next 2 months' time. So that was the part one. And second part, in terms of the hiring, if we talk about, so it has been, yeah. So Mr. Gupta is going to talk about the hiring part. Yeah.
Thank you, Kuldeep. So as you saw, our idea on product launch is that our product range should be almost at 90% of the competition. So we are going to launch significant number of products before the season, that is before October. Because we are launching new products, because we are increasing our product range, we are increasing our warehousing, we are increasing our production capacity, so we need more salespeople. So we have done a lot of hiring in last 12 to 14 months. About 60 to 70% has been in the sales area. Mostly frontliners, salespeople, feet on the street. 10% has been, 10 to 15% is in research and development. As I told you, a new center is coming, so we need good scientists for that purpose. So we are almost doubling our scientist number. And then another 20% will be in operations, because we are going in for higher level of technology in the plant. We need equally capable people to run the plant. So typically it is 60-70% sales, 10-15% in R&D, and another 15-20% in operations.
I got this, sir. Thank you very much, sir. If I have any other questions, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Janice Chera from Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So my question is, number one, on the industry, as you are saying that you're getting closer to the competition, but what is your view on the competition? I mean, there are new players such as JSW and Grasim also coming in. So can you give a bit on how do you see the industry developing?
You're right, JSW Paints has already entered the market. Grasim and others are also entering it. And so number of players are bound to increase. Again, my colleague Kuldeep, who is an expert in this area, I will talk about it.
Yeah. Thanks, sir. So two things as far as industry is concerned. Just have a sense in terms of, at least if we look at the CAGR in the industry, it has been 10 to 12% in the last 10 years' time. And as such, some 4 to 5,000 crore of business is getting generated every year, which is incremental in nature. So, and the second point I would like to say is that in India, at least 50 to 60% of the surfaces are still to be painted. Now, why I'm making these kind of statistical points is basically there's a lot of demand which is going to come for paints in future also, and as many players come, the market is only going to get expanded and it will benefit all, because many any new entrant will come out with different chemistries, different products and stuff like that, which will actually expand the market, and this is going to benefit all. So that's how the industry is going to. And as far as ourselves are concerned, we have made it very clear from the last 1 year that we are going to have a 2x growth. That's which we have targeted for ourselves. We will be in the line of 2x growth as far as industry is concerned. So we have been maintaining 2x growth from the last 5 quarters now, including this quarter when the industry has grown by 7.3%, and we are already at a 14.6%, which is 2x industry growth, which we'll maintain in going forward as well.
Thank you, Kuldeep. So I may just add here for your knowledge that as a byproduct of so many people entering the market, there is likely to be clutter of brands. Now, when there is a clutter, the noise goes up, too many people. So people like us, whose voice is low, gets an advantage. So it's possible that in this clutter, in this noise, we may be able to place ourselves better and get a higher share of the market.
So are you going to spend incrementally higher on marketing and advertising?
Significantly. So till now our market spend used to be even less than 2%, but this year you will see our market spend has gone much, much higher as Kuldeep talks of multiples. So this time our market spend will be multiple of what we were doing earlier.
So we will be spending around 4 to 5% of total top line in marketing?
Yes, it will be more than that.
Okay. And secondly, if I look at your shareholding, I think Stella Infra holds around 25% shareholding in the overall holding structure. And are there any warrants that are pending to be converted into equity in next 1 or 2 quarters?
In October there are warrants which are likely to be converted. So conversion is somewhere in October, so those warrants will automatically get converted in October.
So post-conversion, what will be the shareholding going forward?
I'll have to study that. I'll have to go detail. But I think it will become perhaps definitely more than 25%. It may be 28-30% something. I haven't done the calculations detailing. But will be more than 25%.
Yeah, we can take this offline. One last question. Will infra market benefit you in any way? Is there any strategy charted about infra market as well?
I just missed your question, please. I can get it properly.
Yeah, I'm asking, will infra market, with this tab with infra market, is there any strategy that has been charted out for you to grow to infra market shows?
At the moment, infra market is a basic investor. So as they are in the building section, so they are opening some multi-product stores. And our Shalimar paints will also be marketed through those multi-product stores.
But there's no dedicated strategy that is there with the company, since they own around 25%. I mean, they have some financial interest in the business as well.
Yeah, you are right. They have got financial interest in the company. Since this particular idea of opening store is a new one, it is something which is still evolving, still developing. Some stores have been opened. And footfall has yet to mature up. So it's at the beginning of the cycle, but as I mentioned to you, we will definitely be using their channel as a channel of sales for ourselves.
Okay.
and any so open offers that can happen because of the conversion of forex?
I think the rules regarding open offer are clear, so those rules will be followed.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So just following up on this question on infra market, are we the exclusive supplier to these stores for paints, or are they going to have you guys as well as some other competitors in those stores?
So currently, infra market have opened few stores, not too many. And wherever they have opened stores, at the moment, to the best of my knowledge, I think they are only keeping Shalimar. But there is no system as such which bars them from not having other products. But to the best of my knowledge, currently they are keeping only Shalimar.
Okay. And given the comments, Ashokji, that you mentioned about investments in our branding, marketing and talent upgrade, you know, what is your thinking about turning EBITDA positive? Is it a few quarters away or a few years away? If you can just give some commentary around that.
So if you see, the EBITDA is not exactly few quarters or few years away. Even in this quarter, we were EBITDA positive. But for the fact that in this quarter, we spent more 5.5 crore rupees extra on manpower alone. If that 5.5 was not there, we would have been EBITDA positive in this quarter only. And it was a deliberate strategy. We thought about it. Should we be careful with expense, not do it later? One thing which was happening is new people are coming. They're all poaching on manpower. The sales people are in shortage. So if you don't take them now, we will miss the bus. Second thing is that, you know, it's a question of your DNA. Now, our parents, which is basically Jindals as well as Infra, both DNA is aggressive. If you see their nature, their habits, their history, their legacy has been very aggressive. So these people are not conservative. They will see profits coming whenever they come, but both of Jindals as well as Infra have always been aggressive with the market share, with gaining the market and spending the money. So I think in line with their genes, in line with their thinking, we are also going aggressive, and we are going aggressive on all fields. We are full blast now. We are going on manpower hiring, we are spending on offices, we are spending on warehousing, we are spending a lot of money on warehousing. We are modernizing our plants. Our plants will be very good. In fact, our target is our plants and warehouses should be as good as a supermarket. So we are doing a lot of things by which, and let me tell you, as I told you, products, we are almost going to be 90% of the product range of competition. Our R&D section is going to be new, and we are going to have around more than 40-45 scientists working there. So you see the kind of whole, this is almost like a revolution for so far as Shalimar is concerned. It's a totally different organization you will be seeing. With this kind of aggression, with this kind of thing, it may take 2-3 quarters to really fruits for to come up, but there is nothing else can happen but the fruits to come. We are very hopeful that the fruits will be definitely there. And that's why this aggression, all this aggression has always paid both the groups in the past, and we are sure this will pay this year, this company and this time as well.
Right. Now, I think that's very helpful commentary, but my question was that, you know, you have given that EBITDA walkthrough chart, and I understand, you know, you're investing a lot. So the question is that whether this investment will continue for the next few quarters, or are you suggesting that in the next quarter itself, we will turn EBITDA positive after making all these investments?
Yeah, see, next, this extra expenditure which was there is a done thing. It's not going to increase by 5 crore each quarter. That's it's kind of a one-time decision you take to fill up all the posts. For example, all the products we are going to launch, with that we will be 90-95% of the competition product range. We don't have to do more. So I think the bulk of the things are passed now. Now we are looking for something like EBITDA positive, and in days to come, we are not talking of years, in quarters to come, we will be EBITDA positive.
Okay, understood. And on the balance sheet side, what is our net debt right now?
Balance sheet side, the net worth is around 225 crore as on June.
And debt.
Yes. So debt, debt,
yes,
part.
I was asking about net debt. You know, gross.
You are referring to a net debt. The net debt is to the tune of around 75 crore.
75. Okay. So just going back to the earlier question about the competitive intensity, are we pricing lower than the some of these leading players to gain market share, or what is our strategy to increase our market share, which is obviously has been quite small historically?
Whether we gain market share or we stay where we are, our pricing is marginally lower than the competition, maybe 2-3% or 5%. It's not very low, depends on product to product. In fact, in some of the products, we are higher than the competition. In some of the solvents, in some of the products which are where Shalimar has a better brand presence, our products are slightly expensive than the competition. So, but on an average, we may be 3-4% lower, but this gap will remain irrespective of the fact whether we go in for higher market share or not, because in consumer goods, particularly in paints, it's how you market, how your distribution is, rather than the price differential per se, which will help you in increasing the market share.
So do you have any targets, like in the next 2-3 years, you want to go from your current market share to X, Y, or Z kind of market share? In which different directional commentary around that?
So we have a plan, we have a vision, we have a dream of having growth, as my colleague mentioned, at least 20-25% year after year. The industry is growing 10-12%, so we want to grow double that amount. So 20-25% year after year growth is what we are targeting. Obviously, it will mean that our market share will go increase.
Great, great. And my last question is on the 190 crore capex that you have discussed. How are we going to finance that? If you can just give some color on that side.
So as normally happens, around 65% we will drive through debt. Balance, we have our resources with us, we will be using them. But it depends. You know, it is not necessary that same ratio will go. Going forward, we will see how the banks react to it, how our own finances are, and depending on that, this ratio can also change.
Understood. Okay. That's all I had, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiten Barucha from Sequin Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the conversion of warrants, which are going to happen, I think, next month in October. So what is the amount which we are going to receive?
So if all the warrants are converted as per the issuance, then we are expecting about 100 crore plus from this amount.
100 crore.
Plus.
So this 100 crore is going to be used for this capex which we are planning.
It will be used for all the purposes, capex, working capital, anything else which is there. We will see how to use it, but that is the amount which is likely to come.
Okay, okay. And so my next question is on the employee cost. As you mentioned, this employee cost, more or less a hiring has been done. And now this employee cost of around 17 crore run rate, which is going to sustain at this level, it's not going to go up from here, right?
So we are expecting it will marginally increase. It's not that we won't add any more people, but it won't be, there won't be a dramatic increase. So if it is 17, 18 crore now, it may go to 18, 19 crores, but it won't be as much an increase as happened last time.
18, 19 crore. Okay, okay. And why this, so when you mentioned we are looking for EBITDA positive in coming coming quarters. So is it okay to assume like we are going to exit this year by EBITDA positive this year itself? By end of this year maybe?
We are trying.
Yeah? Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Janish Chheda from Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Sir, thank you for the follow-up question opportunity. As you mentioned that you are going full blast in the season, upcoming season. So what gives you that confidence as to, you know, have so much of CapEx in front? Like how, where do you see the demand coming from that gives you so much of confidence to give, to go so aggressive into the paint business now?
So two things. One, every business has to make sure that the demand is there and it knows how to capture it. Now, most people know that Shalimar is a legacy brand and our products are at par or slightly better than the competition. Where we have been lacking till now is in aggression. We were quite conservative in our approach. Our plants were old. Our marketing expense was next to negligible. Our manpower was very limited. So we were a very conservative company and we were kind of, you know, not really achieving that kind of thing which we could have achieved. Now we have turned the gears, we are becoming aggressive, we are investing everywhere. So we are seeing the results. As my colleague mentioned, in last 5 quarters, our growth in sales is much higher than the competition, which itself shows that our strategy is paying off. And that is when we have just started the aggression, we started the accelerator. With the kind of push we are giving now, I am hopeful my results will be better than what they were last 5 quarters.
Okay. So if everything plays out according to what you have planned, what will be the FY27, so 3 years down the line numbers look like in terms of top line and profitability margins?
If I continue to grow around 25 plus growth year after year, hopefully we will be crossing 1,000 crore.
By 3 years?
I don't know when we will do it, but we should be doing it. Maybe 3 years, 4 years, 2 years, depending on. But we are looking at that we should be growing at around 20-25% year on year.
And in terms of gross margins and EBITDA margins, what are the numbers that you look at?
Our gross margin currently is around 33-34%. We are definitely looking at 35% plus. And EBITDA, of course, will be positive in due course.
But how much EBITDA margins are you targeting?
We are seeing, see, the industry works anywhere between 12-16%. We are seeing that we should be at least in the range of 5-8% in a couple of years.
5-8%. And will we be cash flow positive or will we still require cash in terms of working capital and mainly over the dealer distribution network?
No, we are targeting to be cash flow positive.
And in terms of agreements that you have with your distributors, what are the credit cycle over there? And how are, like, mainly most of the distributors as of now market Asian Paints because of the quick credit that they get? What is the policy that we are going to follow?
So we are following the industry practices. Industry typically gives, I think, 45 to 60 days credit, and we also follow the same. My colleague Kuldeep, who is a sales head, can talk about it.
Sure. So two things. One, in terms of distribution, if you look at historically, our distribution dealer reach has improved, and it has significantly improved in the last 3 years' time. And we have approximately, if we look at the last 5 quarters, we have added some 2,000 new dealers to our overall distribution, which has contributed to 14-15% of our sale. I believe the second question which you had asked was about the margins and all. That's how it was? Hello?
Yeah. Please go ahead.
So this was as far as distribution equity increasing quarter on quarter is concerned. And secondly, in terms of the margins, almost as you mentioned, it is in a dealer network program, is being offered by all the companies is rebates or schemes for the dealers. So almost we are in line, barring what you call as solvent-based particular in water base, we are 3 to 4% more in terms of rebate. And as far as solvents is concerned, we are equivalent to the industry, and some products we are higher than the industry.
So basically, if I'm understanding the strategy correctly, it will be more like direct marketing, which will lead to demand to the distributors, and that is how distributors will start offering Shalimar prints to the customers.
Yeah.
Right? So the more focus will be on the direct advertising and marketing bit.
Yeah, so for the industry, it doesn't operate on a distributor model, although many companies have now started in terms of appointing distributors to make inroads into the rural areas, but otherwise it is a direct-to-dealer kind of a concept which is being followed by the industry.
And our focus will be on Tier 1 cities, or it will be more on the Tier 3, Tier 4 kind of cities?
So if you look at currently we are focusing on tier 2, tier 3 cities because whereas in tier 1, understandably you have a strong brand equity, you don't get inroads. So there strategically we are focusing on tier 2, tier 3, but with the marketing expenses going up and we starting using all the social media levers to promote our product, we are going to get into tier 1 cities as well.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Srinik Mehta from Yes Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what is the unencumbered cash and liquid assets as on quarter end?
Unencumbered cash is to the tune of around 60 CR. We have cash and equivalents of 60 CR. As on 30th June, that's unencumbered.
And liquid assets, something you might have stored in mutual funds or something invested in mutual funds?
We don't have anything in the mutual fund. The cash and bank balance in the, also includes the FD components. All our cash balances are partly into the short-term FDRs.
So 50 crores?
Yeah, it's around 60 TR overall, 55 something in which is unencumbered and rest in cash and some other liquid assets.
Okay, and just wanted to understand this dealer network. The numbers in the presentation show that new dealer addition is 646. So these are exclusive Shalimar Paint dealers, or these dealers stock other competitor paint also?
So typically in industry, if you look at today, 80 to 90% of the dealer base is MBO, which is multi-brand outlets, which store at least, if not all the four, all the five, at least 2 to 3 brands, each of these dealer networks sells in terms of the brands. So I would say in our case, whatever number has been opened up in the first quarter is all MBOs. None of them is an exclusive store, but all of them are multi-brand outlets.
And just for my understanding, how much of the sales would be customer driven and how much would be as in dealer driven? As in customer has a certain preference, you would want this paint from X company, and how much can a dealer push?
So if you look at the trends, definitely are changing, but if we look at how it is today, roughly 45 to 55% of the sale is happening on the recommendation of a dealer or a painter. And the balance is happening by the customer choice, which is being led by the brand equity. So, but going forward, definitely this scheme would be more towards the customer preference, because with a lot of knowledge being around paint generated by all the companies, and that's going to, the customer know-how and the awareness is going to go up, and which is going to help the customer to choose which brand to use. And definitely that will bring a change in terms of the customer preference also. But if you look at the current scheme of things, it is, say, 45 to 55% is on the recommendation of a painter or a dealer.
Okay, and last question is, of this 190 crore capex, how much of it has been started?
So, initial work has already started. Perhaps we might have already spent 30-40 crores, maybe even more. But it is work in progress. So there's nothing like this much has already gone. All some part has gone, some advances have gone, some expenditure has been done. But we are already on the track. Everywhere things have started.
Okay. And one more thing, on the industrial side, industrial paint side, how is this business model, as in it's not pushed through dealers? So what is the, as in what is the strategy for the industrial side, as in?
Okay. Yeah. So to touch upon, just to give you a brief in terms of industrial for us has been doing better than our decorative business in the last 5 quarters time. If you look at it, is double the decorative growth which we have garnered in the last 5 quarters. And there are many reasons to it. The government push also on the infrastructure and stuff like that. That could be one of the reasons when we are getting better effects in this business. The second is that we have bagged some good orders. Like if I have to give you an example, Neon project in Saudi Arabia, which was a big brand, and Shalimar was the only one brand which was approved out there. Similarly, the tallest bridge in the country, Chinab River, which was also kind of painted by Shalimar, which is also one of the achievements. So just to give you a flavor in terms of, we have been getting better traction in the towards industrial side, and which I see the momentum continues. We are adding new customers. We have added at least 100 to 200 customers in the last 1.5 years time. We continue our strategy of expansion and extraction. We are going to both in the decorative space and the industrial space. We are going to increase our distribution equity and kind of garner better sales from the existing dealers. That's how our strategy is. And with some of the projects, some of the verticals which we have kind of picked up for ourselves, when we want to double our business, like the pipeline business, when we are already, so to say, leaders in that, and we want to strengthen our position in that particular segment. And apart from that, one or two verticals we have picked up into the industrial space, wherein we are going to get exponential growth. And for that, everything is kind of planned in terms of how to get that growth, in terms of new product introduction, in terms of getting acquiring new customers, putting the team, a relevant team, into those verticals. It's already done. And in times to come, definitely we'll get a better kind of results from industrial side as well.
So the industrial side has better margins than the decorative, as there is no dealers. Is that correct?
No. So it is both. See, it depends upon the vertical. Like some of the verticals wherein it's a B2B kind of a scope, wherein we are directly where the consumption happens, we supply directly to them. But there are one or two verticals also wherein it's a dealer route. Wherein, like in dealer business, industrial dealer business, wherein we have typically, like we have in decorative business, we have a dealer network. And if you have to put a figure to it, roughly 40% of our business, 40 to 50% happens directly, and 30% happens through dealer network, and the rest happens through contractors and all.
Okay, so 30 to 40% of your industrial business happens through dealer, and rest is with your own employee.
Yeah, contractor, yeah. And rest happens
Okay, got it. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sonal Minas from Precisant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Sir, I wanted to understand what would be directionally the target for EBITDA margins for the next financial year, FY24. Secondly, also understand what are the targets for gross margin expansion year on year, because that's something which is a little trickier than anything else that you can save on the cost side. And but just want to get an understanding of these two first, if I can ask them. The next question later, I'll ask.
Yeah, you see, gross margin, as I mentioned, we are close to 33-34. We are now targeting 35% plus going forward, both with improved product mix as well as by improved process, which, for which we are already doing a lot of capex. So 35 to 36, the margin competition is already at 40% or 40% plus. So we still will be 5% away from the competition, or maybe more than 5% away. And with this kind of gross margin, EBITDA should also be in the range of 5% plus, 5 to 7% maybe. But it may be some time before we can achieve that.
Okay.
Sir, just from a mix perspective, since our gross margins and EBITDA margins, like what you're talking about for next year, are roughly 8%-10% lower than the competition. But you mentioned that our pricing is maybe 2%-3% lower than them. So is the delta, if my understanding is correct, is the incremental delta that the gap that we see there is, A, the product mix also linked to what we leave in the channel, or is there anything else that we should understand?
There's something more as well. So one is the process cost. Most of our processes we have are manual. So definitely there's an improvement once you have all the automated processes. Second, our consumption of raw materials, because of the latest developments which take place in the formulations, they get an advantage. Then the volume, our volumes are low as compared to competition, so they get the economics of scale. So if you see, whenever there is a gap in the gross margins or in the profitability, whole slew of factors are there. So your purchase pricing, your consumptions, your wastages, and then your pricing, your product mix, all of them play a role, and they are playing the role in our case also. And that's why we are looking at each one of them.
Got it. And sir, just like 3-4 years out, how confident you are that your gross margins can inch towards 40%? What are the capital impediments for the company to actually reach those numbers, because capital has been a challenge in the past as well to hit the growth numbers.
Capital was one of our biggest bottlenecks, and now that we have resolved it to a good extent, we think capital should not be a challenge anymore. We are on way. I see the gap of 8-10% which stands today should reduce to 4-5%. 4-5% gap may still remain for a couple of factors which we are still far away. One is the volume. Whatever said and done, it will take quite a while to reach anywhere near the competition volumes. The second is the product mix. We are still in the lower half of the product mix of the competition. And then, of course, you know, all of the factors of productivity and things like this. But if you can reduce this gap of 8-10% to 4% or 5%, I think you would have done a good job.
Got it, sir. Okay. If I can just squeeze in another question, is it okay or should I come back?
Go ahead.
Sir, the promoters are not hands-on involved in this particular business, just wanted to understand what are the drivers for you as a leadership, in terms of what incentive structure do you have in this business, apart from ESOPs, to where we can say that you hit those milestones and therefore you are also incentivized to stay put or be long-term there in the business?
So, ESOPs are a way of rewarding, particularly on the wealth front. So the way we reward our colleagues, our senior team, is by way of increasing their wealth through ESOPs, and that is a primary means. Apart from that, we also have incentive schemes linked to the profitability, linked to EBITDAs. We have profit-linked incentive plans. So these are the two basic methods by which we incentivize our team to achieve that desired results.
And has the team, the leadership, been hitting the profitability-based numbers? Because there is a motivation issue as well, which is involved along with how the turnaround happens. It takes a little longer than what is anticipated. So have the team been incentivized in that regard, hitting those numbers? Just trying to understand the subjective part of it.
Definitely. So as and when we are profitable, so if there's improvement in margins, then there's of course incentive given to the people. There's a EBITDA positive, it should be incentive is linked to that. And not only on the EBITDA positive and margins, even on initial elements like increasing of the revenue, increasing in the reduction of the cost, and on all parameters there are some or the other incentive linked. So there are around 30-40 parameters on which different parameters on which incentives are given to different people.
Got it, sir. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. This is from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, we consider that as the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashok for closing comments.
Thank you, my dear friends. It was really a lively session. I enjoyed as much talking to you, answering to you, as you might have pressed, you know, got interested in. And I can tell you, we have been on the right track. We have got a very good team now. And the team is good. The infrastructure is going to be good. The facilities are going to be good. And there is no reason for us not to have a good results as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Shalimar Paints Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.